Yes, oh, welcome back. It's Discussions. It's your girl, K-Love, checking back in with the Tez Man.
Thank you very much, Jesus.
And yes, we got sitting in with us once again, Mr. Ray. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. So look, I need to talk about something because I need to understand something. So, Club Shay Shay, Mr. Shannon, when he talked with Cat Williams, who used to be the Cat in the Hat. I used to like watching
Comic View.
Okay, somebody remember that? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I was wondering if people remember that. I'm like, I remember him being the Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat. That's what he had. When he had that buttery, permed out dude hanging from underneath that hat. That's what I
think.
I
he
first
was on the original
him.
Set. Like, not the original set, but before it got, when it, remember when they went to New Orleans and it got real
yes.
big?
Oh
like
my
theater.
Gosh.
But before
yes.
that, it was kind of like a little small stage.
Uh-huh.
He was on that one. So he was like OG.
OG. Absolutely. Yeah. That is when I got introduced to Cat Williams. And I can't even lie, I've been a fan ever since. But I'm going to try to tell you what. When Brother started talking about all the different, my faves in the comedy game, Steve mm-hmm. Harvey, Ricky Smiley, Stead the Entertainer. That was kind of on that interview.
He has an Emmy, right?
I believe so.
That's a talented brother.
Very talented brother.
Yeah.
Very talented brother.
I think he's, and if even despite, I think he's still underutilized in Hollywood.
I agree. Especially when he was, Money Mike? Was that his character?
And on Friday
at the Knicks.
Yeah.
Can I lead a horn of water? But you can't do nothing.
Yes. I even liked when he was in Norbit, when him and Eddie Griffin was in that movie Norbit.
The church?
The church. Yes, sir.
That's like, it's funny because I haven't liked stand-up for a long time.
I gotcha.
But his stand-up is still pretty good.
It is.
It's still great.
I think he is. I agree. And he was, you know, shout out to him, to Cat Williams. He was here in Charleston Friday nights at the Performing Arts Center. I think it was either sold out or very close to being sold mm-hmm. out. I wasn't able to make that show or whatever, but I heard it was phenomenal.
It's Cat Williams.
Thing. Come on.
I'd have been surprised if it was bad.
Know.
Yeah.
We already know. Anything less would have been uncivilized. Right. Absolutely. But look, so Cat seems to have predicted a lot of what we already see here in 2024.
I'll say it like this. I think it's the kind of thing when people said Tupac was predicting shit. I was like, Tupac wasn't predicting things. He was telling you shit that was going on back then.
Gotcha.
You just finding about it now.
Wow.
I think it's the same thing with Cat Williams. Cat Williams was telling you about shit that was going on.
Uh-huh.
You just finding about it now.
Yeah, that's been disturbing for me. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's been kind of shell-shocking for me, for real.
Because, I mean, with it is fucking crazy.
Like, it is.
Like, you figuring out all this. I don't think, like, the crazier things that people talk about are happening. Like, I don't think there's some cadre of gay white dudes that just pulling, you know, black dudes into the room to fuck them in the ass and say, hey, now you can be famous.
Wow.
I don't think that's true.
Wow. He put it so eloquently, can't you?
No, because that's how people shoot. Like, if you look at Twitter, mm-hmm. I guess you would think that's what happens. Like, black dude goes to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gets a little popular.
Uh-huh.
White dudes pull him into the room and say, hey, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. You could be even more popular.
Wow.
And then that's how it goes. Like, I think it's like a casting couch situation. There's people who are powerful and want that ass.
Gotcha.
But I think by and large, motherfuckers want to make money. So, I mean, you think you can make billions of dollars off this black actor because he won't let you fuck his ass?
But I mean, like,
I don't think that's true. But I do think that there's a lot of crazy shit that goes on in Hollywood privy to.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And I think sooner or later, it comes out. It just comes out.
Yeah, coming being the active word here. Coming. Right. I'm sorry.
Like, and I think I read a story or article one time that says that there's no conspiracy that won't be found out. Especially, it's like there's actually a magic number.
Really?
When you get to a certain amount of people who know about something, it's going to get out.
Oh wow!
I think it was like 115. If 115 people know about something, there's no way you keep that a secret at that point.
Right. Now, let me ask you a quick question now, because, you know, there's been a couple people that done said, you know, they got tried or whatever. Now, I did read something where, of course, kind of touching back on Diddy, mind you. But I did read something about Usher's mom saying that, you know, or speculating that something may have happened with Usher. Did you hear anything about Terry Crews saying that he was tried?
Yeah, I remember that was the whole thing.
I see.
Years ago, yeah, remember?
No.
Yeah, so basically, no. And see, now, I'm not saying that that don't happen.
Right.
I'm just saying the crazier aspect of it is something I don't believe in.
Gotcha.
Because again, like I said, if you listen to people, you think that there's a whole cabal of everybody in Hollywood, like, you know, Hollywood producers that says, hey, if you want to get on, I gotta fuck your ass.
Wow.
Like, that is a weird thing to think.
Wow.
But, yeah. But I think that...
Wow.
But you know how, like, it happens to women?
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about it. There are people of all sexual persuasions everywhere.
Correct. Correct.
So you might run into that one dude who's a power broker who likes dudes. He's like, hey, man, let's do something right quick.
Oh, my gosh.
That probably happens.
Let's do something. Terry
Crews' situation was apparently the dude was drunk and thought he could just try Terry Crews like that. Because Terry Crews is weird. Because Terry Crews, when you look at him...
different.
And I don't mean weird as a bad thing.
Right.
His persona is weird.
Gotcha.
When you look at Terry Crews, why is he not in more action movies? That's the thing I'm thinking about.
Gotcha, given his stature and everything.
Because you look at Terry Crews, like, in a vacuum, you show somebody an image of Terry Crews, that's a motherfucker, like, I wouldn't want to fight that dude.
Right, right.
But the way he kind of portrays himself in Hollywood is a kind of a softer image. And no disrespect to him, but it's not like, he doesn't portray himself, he's jolly.
Yeah.
He's a big jolly guy. And I'm like, you know, this is fucking Terry Crews. Like, we all stop talking about this dude like that. Because that dude could fucking kill you if he wanted to.
With his bare hands.
So, but dude got drunk and thought, you know, it was okay to just walk up and just touch Terry Crews. And Terry Crews did say that, you know, he pushed him off them. I think he may have smacked him.
He smacked the paws.
But kind of like, you know, hey man, get the fuck off me. Like,
gotcha.
Like a woman would slap a dude for getting too fresh.
Gotcha.
But yeah, and he's like, it kind of changed. He sued and everything.
Wow.
You say it kind of changed this, like, things in Hollywood form. But so it does happen. I don't think it's happened to the extreme. Everybody just talks about, like now he's being weird at that point when you talk about the screams.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I think there's people try to use what you want to get. You just got to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want dude ass.
Right.
Well, niggas say, hey, I'm a producer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
How bad? And like I said in another episode, like, how principled are you?
Right. I think what's so interesting is that, you know, like a lot of times when you see certain women get put on, it's always, girl, who did you have to sleep with to get your role? Girl, who casting couch was you on? And now is y'all dudes being bent over? And y'all have so much to say, but doing the bends and boo.
And just like with the women, like, listen, do you believe in your talent enough to not do this shit? Or are you principled enough to not do this shit? Because if not, then fine. If you're willing to do this shit, to get on, use what you got to get what you want.
Yeah, true indeed. Now, here's the thing.
Because if I got to Hollywood and I was about to get on, and somebody said, hey, no, some dude was like, hey, Cortez, hey, let's do something real quick. I'm like, nah, nigga. I'm going back to South Carolina. It was fun. Hey, thank you for the few dollars I got out this motherfucker.
Right.
Hey, it was fun. I'll go back to South Carolina, do my thing over here. I was broke longer than I was rich. this money don't move me like that, nigga. Flip side though, if it was a female producer, a woman producer, and she was like, hey, Pretend, you want to be in the next Avengers movie? I was like, man, listen, it's coochie.
Oh my god.
Like I came here to get money to fuck bitches anyway. Like, so you know what, this might be caught before the horse, but
right.
I mean, you know what, bitch? No, we can do something here. Nah, I wanna be Blue Marvel.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
All right.
I cannot.
Like, I told it right there. Before I slide it in there, bitch, I wanna be Blue Marvel in the next Avengers movie. I don't know if y'all know who Blue Marvel is. Brother from South Carolina created the character for Marvel.
Really? Now, I did not know he was from South Carolina. Are you serious?
Yeah, but it's the same brother I'm thinking about.
My gosh.
I think he's from upstate.
Uh-huh.
But, like, shout out to him. But, yeah, nigga, I'm going to be Blue Marvel.
I can't.
I'm like, bitch, I'm going to be Blue Marvel. And, all right, so I'll take these back shots.
Oh, my.
If it's a female producer.
Right.
All right. A dude. Nigga, this is far as we go, apparently.
Right. So this is where the road ends.
Yeah.
Shout out. Appreciate you.
I'm never going to get that Oscar.
I know. You don't think so?
I'm never going to get that Oscar.
Right.
I think I'll be time.
Oh, man. Now, let me ask you a question. Like, real talk. When Kat started singing on, you know, some of our comedy favorites, like, for me, I ain't going to lie. I didn't want to believe it because I'm like, but I always did. You know, Steve being this way, I looked at Ricky Smiley's being this way, and now, you know, all these things are being said.
Cause I think what it is, too, it's case, kind of like when we talked about a few episodes ago with Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was once he spoke about it and people started corroborating it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, you know, sir. We talked about it and then you see Steve Curry. Then you, and that's a good example. When he was talking about Steve Harvey stealing jokes.
Yeah.
And then Mark Curry, I'm sorry, not Steve Curry. When Mark Curry came out. And then not only Mark Curry was actually like making claims, you actually can go back and see the receipts of it. He was always talking about this shit.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he ran up on Steve at the Def Comedy Jam, mm-hmm. the reboot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
mm-hmm.
like, he was talking mm-hmm. about it. I'm thinking they were talking about it backstage. He was talking about it. So you don't see it. No, you see like in the video, you see them in the back of the tall. You see Steve Curry, like Mark Curry looking at Steve Harvey. Like you see there's an argument. Wow. It's not loud, but if you look at it like, you know, he can just look at somebody, like, even if you don't hear it, you can know what an argument looks like.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, so this shit is going on. So, like, now you see shit that's true, even the shit you may not want to believe that might sound a little outlandish. Because mm-hmm. I know what I said earlier about I don't believe the extremes. There is a little, in the back of my mind, there is, like, you know, 1-2%. I'm like, well, maybe there is a room full of these dudes out there like, doing this shit. But, so I can believe some of the craziest shit.
Yes.
I can see like, hey, let's wait and see. I'm not going to dismiss it out of hand.
Uh-huh.
It's more like a let's. I'm going to amend that. I don't disbelieve shit. Some shit I just like, let's wait and see.
Gotcha.
Because he was right about a bunch of shit.
Yeah, a bunch of. And it's hard for me to see. I don't know if it's secondhand embarrassment or what, but when I have an image of somebody in my mind, and like for the longest, my favorite comedian was Ced the Entertainer. I loved the fact that he could sing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I loved, you know, just how he would do his thing. Like on Kings of Comedy, he was my favorite. Granted, Bernie took that shit apart. He did. But for Ced, because just like I said, Cedric has always been like one of my favorites. So when Kat started speaking on him, it was hard to want to hear because I'm like, but it's Ced to entertain it all.
Yeah,
because like,
Ced never been problematic.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing with what Ced. Ced has never been problematic.
Right.
And Ced has never really, like, I've never even heard Ced shit. I've never even heard him take a stance on anything for me to disagree with him or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ced was just like, what it was, the entertainer.
Right.
So, yeah, when he came out, he was like, Ced stealing jokes. I was like, damn, Ced stealing jokes?
Right. I still can't wrap my mind around it. If I'm honest, I still can't.
Like, some people, like, because you hit with Steve, I kind of believed it because I knew it. Because it's always been out there what Steve Harvey tried to do to Bernie Mac. Why they wouldn't fucking with each other no more.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, I can see this shit happening.
Yeah.
But, like, Ced, like, I thought Ced been cool.
Gotcha. And the thing is, I still am, you know, consider myself fans of all those guys. I mean, I still consider myself a fan of, say, of Ricky Smiley, of, you know,
Steve lost me when he started getting those talk shows.
See, and a lot of people, like, there's a lot of people that just do not like Steve Harvey.
I don't say I dislike him, it's just that I'm just not a fan.
Gotcha.
And I think people also had to learn how to discern that. That's a little side note. Like, understand the difference between disliking something and just not being a fan of it.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, I don't hate fucking Rutabagas. I just, I'm not a fan.
I don't even know what a Rutabagas is. I've heard of it, but
it's like a vegetable or some shit. It is.
Yeah, it's a vegetable.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. So, Ray Rutabaga over here. So, you know what a Rutabaga is.
Yeah, it's a vegetable.
You like it? You eat it?
I don't know anyone who does.
No.
Oh, so you don't eat that? Okay.
Yeah, and look at what he's not even saying it like, I hate that shit. He's like,
gotcha. He's just kind of like,
It exists.
Gotcha.
So I think, but to your point though, with like just learning about like secrets and shit.
Yes.
I mean, that is always, it's always crazy, especially when the shit blindsides you.
And that's what kind of happened for me. I found it very blindsiding, but also very entertaining. There was that part of me that was...
Yeah, like, the interview was fucking dope.
Yes, it was.
And I was saying about Shannon Sharp. It's crazy how good of an interviewer he is.
Yes.
Because, bro, like, he you know, he asks you a question, you tell your story.
Yeah.
He follows up on it. Yes. He doesn't overtalk you. He just lets you speak. Shout out to Shannon.
Shout out to Shannon. Absolutely.
And I think that was bullshit what he was going through for a few weeks.
Yeah.
People just fucking with that, man.
Yeah, people were pretty unforgiving, and I don't know... I don't know what their real issue was with him, but yeah.
Like, why was y'all jumping on him like he said the shit?
Right. And I was getting a kick. I get a kick out of him and Ocho together too. Yeah. I don't know. Oh my
Nightcap.
Gosh. I'm crying laughing. Them two.
And honestly, like, I think that's kind of what lends credence to a lot of shit too. When people jumped on Shannon instead of Kat.
Yeah.
Because you know you can't talk about Kat because Cat, no, he's spilling the teas a little bit.
Right. Correct.
Like, you can jump on Shannon because Shannon's a civilian. Shannon ain't involved in this shit. So I think that's where that came from. I'll say this though. I would have never forgiven Mike Epps. I don't see how he did.
I had heartburn with that because I didn't like how that played out.
I didn't say shit to you or about you.
Right.
But why would you jump on me like that?
Correct.
I did not understand.
I still don't understand.
I did not get that at all. It's like question. And I get it. It's 2024. I understand that community doesn't have the stigma they used to, but
right.
I don't think people understand how personally straight men take their sexuality being questioned.
Yeah. Correct.
And like I said, like, so no shade to like people in that community, but if Mike Epps said that shit about me, Mike Epps would have to see me.
Yeah, I here's the thing. And then when they posted the picture of, I guess, making up, I don't know if they ran into each other after
they met up. They specifically met up to talk about what happened. That nigga would have to apologize to me out loud though.
Yeah, because the apology is supposed to be as loud as the disrespect. I believe that. Yeah, I agree on that. I definitely agree on that.
That nigga would have had to go up on stage and do a whole comedy routine about how sorry he was.
Not a whole comedy
routine. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, Ray, I got a question for you. So, who's your favorite comedian? Do you have a favorite?
Back in the day, it was, well, he's really not a comedian, so he's really an actor. I would have to say Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
He was a comedian.
Because he did Def Jam and all that.
I think people know him more. Right, to your point, I guess. People know him more for acting than his comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it seems like he did like one special and then he just started and he got Martin and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I saw him act before I saw his special.
Really?
Well, it's not Run Tell That. What was the one before that?
There was one before. Way back in the day. Yeah, before Run. Oh my God.
Because I saw him at House Party first.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I saw him in House Party and Do the Right Thing first.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. House Party.
People forget he was in Do the Right Thing.
He sure was with a lisp. Oh my gosh.
I need to see Bad Boys 3 so I can watch Bad Boys 4.
Oh, I watched it last night, Bad Boys 3. I said, let me watch this real quick.
Yeah, because Bad Boys 4 was about to come out.
Yeah. That comes out this summer, don't it?
Mm-hmm. And shout out to Will Smith. Can't keep a good man down.
June.
Yeah.
Because they just released the trailer on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Martin Lawrence. I done went on Amazon Prime and started rewatching Martin.
Yeah.
Crying, laughing like I ain't seen all this stuff before. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Martin is fucking
good stuff.
My favorite comedian?
Yep.
Now I think it's probably still Chappelle.
Yes.
All time?
Yes.
And I know he's before my time, but it's when I talked about it. No, I didn't talk about, I think we talked about it off, like, off air.
Mm.
It's Richard Pryor. And it's because of. It's because of two. I don't think one was a special. I think it's something he was just doing. But there's two things he did. It was his bit about Africa.
Yes.
And
yes.
The other one between the wino and the junkie. And because I said that good comedians, the great ones.
Yes.
The reason why they got away with a lot of shit is because really good comedy is like philosophy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And. Like, just basically, they're just observing society and how it works and all that and holding it up to people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I talked about the Pat. Shout out to Pat. He's a friend of me and Holidays. When he said he went to Africa,
mm-hmm.
and he was, like, doing all the comedy bit about how the leopards and all that shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Which I thought was hilarious, because that's how leopards do. When they miss, they do get up with an attitude.
Uh-huh.
but he talked about how when he was in Africa, he never said the word nigger.
Mm.
And that's when he stopped saying the word, actually.
Really?
And like people didn't really get what he's trying to say is your environment affects how you think.
Wow.
So when he went to an environment where the nigger never actually doesn't really apply, it didn't even enter his mind to use the word. Mm-hmm. From a philosophical standpoint, he's saying, like, he's trying to tell you, hey, listen, where you are pretty much makes you who you are.
True.
The other one was the junkie and the wino. I think you can find it on YouTube still.
Mm-hmm.
But basically it's two characters, a junkie and a wino, just talking shit to each other the whole time. Actually, you know Biggie's line, "You so fine, I suck your daddy's dick." That came from that.
What the hell? No.
Yeah, Biggie had that line. No, did he? And
cannot.
That was a line in one of Biggie's songs. I always thought it was a weird thing to hear a dude sing.
Yeah.
Until I heard that actual sketch that, I think it's more or less at this point, call it a sketch. Mm-hmm. That sketch that Richard Pryor did, the junkie said it.
Okay.
Because the whiner was talking about how you don't know what a fine bitch look like. And the junkie said, man, that bitch was so fine. I suck a daddy dick.
I can't. Oh, my.
And
I can't.
I was like, oh, shit, that's where Biggie got that from.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I never heard that before.
But it's basically two dudes dealing with substance abuse.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But if you listen to it at a few times in the sketch, the wino is actually singing gospel music.
Really?
Like, Jesus on my mind.
Oh, my God.
So if you look at the sketch, though, what you're seeing is two dudes who dealing with substance abuse, who dealing with hopelessness.
Uh-huh.
But the wino comes off with a sense of superiority because the wino has faith. He has something to believe
in. Wow, wow,
the junkie doesn't even have that.
Uh-huh.
So the junkie life is just chaos. Mm-hmm. The wino can at least sit there and be peaceful because even though he may want his drink, he still has, and I'm not saying that you got to have faith or whatever, but I'm saying you got to have something going on in your head.
Right.
He actually has something that focuses him. That's why he's like, he has a sense of superiority over the wino. And it was like, again, from a philosophical standpoint, he's trying to explain to you, you got to have something in your head. You got to have something that you can believe in, something that can keep you driving going forward. Otherwise, you're rudderless.
Gotcha.
So that's why I think Pryor all time is my favorite.
Okay.
But right now it's Chappelle, though.
But right now it's Chappelle, right on. See, I like quite a few people. There's quite a few I like. I like Richard Pryor as well.
Yeah.
Fred Sanford's, Red Fox. Fred Sanford, we forgot to mention Red Fox as being one of them all-time good TV daddies, too. Because really, I think he was up there, too.
Yeah, you big dummy.
Correct. For me, I'm a huge Kevin Hart fan. Like I said, I do love Cat Williams as well. Martin Lawrence, it was You So Crazy.
You So Crazy, that's what it was, yeah.
Yes. So I love him as well. The power of laughter. Laughter to me is absolutely medicine. The best medicine. Yeah. It absolutely is. You can take so many doses of that.
You know
many
who's
doses.
Really good, and I wish he would do at least one more special before, like,
who?
I don't want to say hang it up, but Jamie Foxx.
Absolutely.
Jamie Foxx is funny as shit.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
What happened to him?
Yes.
He just, I guess.
Just getting into acting and then, of course, the singing thing.
And at a certain point, yeah. Because think about it, like, you ain't got to go on tour no more.
That CD, yes.
I still remember that one sketch he had, that one bit he had about drive-bys in Africa.
I don't think I ever seen it.
Well, he was like, what the African dudes in a Jeep. He's like,
I remember seeing a clip. Did we get him? I do remember seeing a clip.
I thought that shit was funny.
Yes.
I remember when he did one about J-Lo. And he was like, J-Lo, I ran into J-Lo. And she was like, so I ain't so steamed at you. I'm just so steamed. And he was like, what the fuck you mad at me about? He was like, but you said I can't sing. And the face he made was like, well.
She's not a singer, but she's so gorgeous.
Like, and he was like, shit, I know you before you was J-Lo when you were just hey-ho.
What?
Oh, man.
Well, I remember her when she was the fly girl. Living Color, man. Shout out to In Living Color. All the cast and crew. That is, for me, like.
That shit lost so many careers.
I know. Oh, my gosh. The Wayans family, just what y'all did with that. And then
Jim
all
Carrey?
Of the. Jim, come on. Jim Carrey.
I think that's crazy.
Jamie Foxx. All just David Alan Greer. I was disheartened because I saw on, I think it was on IG earlier this week, maybe even last week, where someone must have asked about an In Living Color reboot.
It was supposed to come out a few years ago, but it never came out.
Yeah, and he said it's not going to happen. And yeah, I need to find out where In Living Color is streaming. If anybody knows that information, I need to know because I want to go back and watch those. That was some of the best comedy ever. But I love the fact that we were able to find, you know, ways to laugh through our pain. That's one thing I think that we as a culture have learned how to do. Shout out to my family, the Baxter family, the Brown family, because we know how to laugh through some of the most difficult of times. I do have to watch who I sit beside at funerals because they be making jokes about the wrong thing. Y'all know who y'all are. I don't like sitting by y'all behind because I'm trying to cry and you got me in here fighting laughter. Y'all be wrong for that. You're wrong for that. But seriously, like... I can appreciate that even though I'm learning some new things about, you know, some of the people that I did. I idolized. That's why you don't put people on pedestals because they fall off. That's exactly why you don't do it. But I love the fact that, you know, we still find a way to keep going, y'all. Seriously, we got to find a way to keep pushing on. Tez, man, Where can they find you when they want to talk to you?
Manson Musa the 7th on Twitter and on Instagram and on Threads. And the Tezman on Twitch.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Mr. Ray, where can they find you when they want to talk to you or get some pictures taken?
On Facebook, Ray's Photography, or you can visit my website, www.rayweddingservices.com.
All right.
They got the world's powerful camera, too. But every time you snap that shit, it flashes. <on. laughs>
That baby got that good flash. He got that good flash. That's what I'm talking about. And it has been your girl, K-Love. Connect with me, Christy Baxter McLaurin, on Facebook, or Miss Christy Love 511 on IG. Y'all be good. Y'all keep laughing. It's Discussions. We out.